Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my dear brother.
How are you doing? I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm very well here in the northern region of South Africa, in a small town called Van Rensdorp. Nice weather today we're experiencing here, so I can't complain, my brother.
Wow, okay, all right. It must be warm there, not so?
Yeah, not too warm today. I think other days we are in the late 30s, high 30s, but today we are I think it's 31 degrees today, yeah.
Oh, okay. Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us this week about balancing healthcare and health sacrifice. Now, there's a saying that, thou shalt love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And it ranks one of the most repeated commands in the Bible. We frequently forget, however, that this wisdom has two parts, loving our neighbors and also loving ourselves. And a central part of life's journey includes finding a healthy balance or harmony between caring for ourselves, which is self-care, and engaging in acts of self-sacrifice to help others. So I want to focus on the former today. Pastor, what is self-care? How do we characterize self-care?
Well, my leader, there are many definitions of self-care, and I think the basic one, to summarize it in short, is self-care is all about looking after yourself.
Okay.
You know, it means to take time to tend, of course, to your physical and your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. That is, of course, the makeup of the human being. Yeah.
Now,
so it's really important. Yes, my leader. Sorry.
I just want to say, so with self-care, I mean, we have a definition for it, and it looks like it's a working definition. Is it because humans in general fail at self-care?
Absolutely. You know, I think we fail in taking care of ourselves. Of course, the other side of this, as you know, spiritual side, is the first moment our first parents sinned. They try to take care of themselves, but I think we will deal with that in a future lesson. But we think we can take care of ourselves, but we do a very bad job with outside of God, of course.
Now, self-care and selfishness may be or may not be the same thing. Do they differ?
Absolutely. For me, they differ. I think the difference between selfishness and self-care is that selfishness is about satisfying one's own desires without regard for other people. While I believe self-care is about taking care of one's own needs to be able to help others. Not only don't take care of yourself just for yourself, because you actually want to be the better version of yourself in order to help others in the best possible way. That is my thinking about that, on that, my leader.
Now, how does one's self-care, impact on one's self-confidence?
I think once you are taking care of yourself, self-confidence will come automatically. You are clean, your hygiene is very good, your appearance in the community is respectable. It gives you a good posture, gives you a positive mindset, and so definitely I believe it plays a big role as to how you look at yourself.
Yeah. And I don't know if we do have some examples of a healthy self-care that positively affect the mind, body, and spirit.
If I can maybe say a few, it is one of my favorite is exercising, my leader.
Okay, all right.
You know, getting regular exercise will definitely have a positive effect on the mind and the body and the spirit. These days we have technology, and less people are reading books. They're reading online. There's not a problem with that, but I believe a book in my hand is different than the digital version. But yeah, of course, then learning new hobbies, I think very important to be proactive and productive in the way you manage your time. So learning a new hobby or a new skill, you know, listening to good podcast over radio, what we are doing now, I think it's also something positive to engage with, something informative, you know. And of course, sometimes you need to refrain, I believe, from social media at times, from, you know, from the digital world, you know, because you want to practice mindfulness. You want to you want to make sure you protect or you guard your mind, what is being, what you allowed into your system, I put it like that. Just to mention maybe a few, my leader. Yeah.
Why is self-care important, especially for a Christian?
You know, I think on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, it says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. And so that verse actually reminds us, my friend, that God honors our bodies. We need to honor God with your body, because God is the one that gives you that body. Yeah. You know, when you read Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40, for example, where Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like, is love your neighbor as yourself. And so these verses, my friend, teaches us that self-care is not just about taking care of ourselves, but also about loving and serving others. So it's very important to note that, you know, that self-care is not a selfish act, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
But it's an act of obedience, actually, and love towards God first and then others, you know.
Did you say that a part of self-care is also serving others?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you don't take care of yourself, how will you be able to take care of other people? You know, doesn't make sense.
How can we then practice self-control in our self-care? Because I mean, according to the definitions you've given, when you're doing this self-care, it could be a runaway thing, can it not?
Absolutely, I agree with you. I think the first one thing is that you must focus on one important thing at a time. I think we are living living in a fast post-modern world. It's easy to lose focus, you know, and to get distracted when you do many things simultaneously, as working on multiple goals, you know. So we need to think about the consequences of what we are doing, re-examine our motives as to why we do certain things. And of course, avoid things that serve as temptations. You would agree with me. The world and sin and temptation and all of that is bringing a lot of temptation to us. And how can we practice self-control if we don't avoid these temptations? Sometimes we put ourselves as like David, you know, when he always win the wars, he begin to relax, and then when he saw Bathsheba, you know, he was supposed to be at the place where it's supposed to fight for Israel. And sometimes we lose our guard, I put it like that. You know, we are lower, we just relax. And that is when we can not then practice self-control even. Because I want to say we must practice doing self-control every day, you know. And I think I also want to say we need to have great plans and a to-do list. What are my plans for today? What will I do and not do for this day? Will you help me to practice good self-control and a good self-care? And then, of course, as we spoke about now, improve your self-esteem and your self-confidence. That is part of taking care of yourself. And then the last thing I can mention maybe is to think long-term. I think, we live in an age of people that is very lazy. You know, they don't want to have any vision. They don't ask God, why are they here? What is my plan? What is your plan for me? What do you want me to do? So to be able to practice self-control and self-care is also to think long-term, to know what is my goal, what is my goals? Why am I here? What is my vision? And then I will be, of course, taking even better care of myself if I know what my goals are. And you know, what is God's vision, what's God's plan for my life.
Wow. And then lastly, before
I hope I answered your questions, my friend.
No, you did definitely. Thank you so much for that. Now, before I let you go, Pastor, the self care, you know, that one has to do, does one have to plan for it, or it just can happen anytime one thinks of it?
Yeah, no, I believe you need to plan. As I think I mentioned a few things now, you know, create plans and a to-do list. You know, you need to be intentional. Maybe I must bring that in with that word, very important word, intentional. As to how you see life, how you see yourself. And ultimately, as Christians, of course, we know how you view God will determine how you view the world and eventually yourself. If you don't have a high view of God, you will most probably not have a high view of yourself and how to take care of yourself. And as Christians, we believe that we serve a God who is intelligent. Everything that he designed is intelligent. Design behind it, you know, it's very precise in what he's doing. And so when he created us, he wants us to take care of ourselves. And that means we need to plan every day as to what will I do for this day, for this week, and so forth. And when it comes to myself, what I eat, what I drink, how I exercise, everything is part of me being intentional of looking after myself, because eventually I don't belong to myself. As I mentioned earlier, the Bible verse I gave to you. It's my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. You know? Yeah. So I believe you must plan, my leader, and be intentional of when it comes to that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor Amasta, thank you so much for the time you've come to spend with us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Do appreciate your coming through and, of course, discussing this particular topic with us.
It's a pleasure for having me here and to also for me to remind myself as a pastor of these things, because sometimes we tend to forget these things. And so it's a pleasure for me to be part of your program, and hopefully someone could be impressed by today by this presentation and what I could help and share on this program. Thank you, my friend, for having me.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.